Hey everyone, and welcome to Thirsty Thursday. I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
I'm Kevin.
Okay, so we've got a special update. We've been hounding Kev for at least 1 year, one and a half, maybe two. I think he might be caught up with at least one or two episodes of What We Do in the Shadows.
I am caught up with the whole first season. I just started the second season.
Okay, so next week we should be able to talk about the show that just ended its third season.
Oh, they just ended the third season?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Season finale was last week.
Yep.
Nice. I should hopefully, I put it on while I work. So yes, I will have to like binge watch it.
Okay.
Save that for next week.
Okay. So we can't. Okay. So we have nothing to talk about there. All right. Tomorrow, we got Friday.
Nothing to talk about.
Chucky?
Yeah. We're all caught up.
Chucky?
Everyone's caught up with Chucky, right? We can talk about that?
Nope. Because no one has the third episode on their Plex whose Plex or I share. But like the first two episodes are on YouTube, but the third one, not up.
Oh,
why have you not talked to anybody in your social network?
I have.
And what?
And they're all like, yeah, I'll get it. And here we are. And it still ain't there.
All right. Well, you let me know. You let me know if you don't get it. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
So. Okay. So, I guess Kev and I have played a video game that we both enjoy. So thus far. I'm a little further in it than he is. We're talking about Guardians of the Galaxy.
So good.
This game, I'm telling you right now, it'll be in my top five at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. It is that damn good. I recommend anybody spend the $60 to pick it up, or 70 if you're on console. Doug, you would absolutely cherish the game that is here. It's like a weird mix of Uncharted with Avengers. Like, it's got some tactical stuff to it that I actually enjoy, because the game, like, you can command everyone on your team for in when you're attacking people, but time slows down for you in order to do so. And so there's that kind of tactical thing, but it doesn't take you out of the action. Like, it's still really action paced and everything. It's not like a stop, issue commands, and then watch it play out. It's still in real time. So it's really, really, really fun. The story is absolutely fantastic. The voice acting is so spot on. Like, I literally feel like I'm playing an MCU movie. Like, it is that good. So that's how I feel about it. The only thing that if I could have a complaint, there are a couple big bugs that need to get fixed. Like, sometimes you'll miss an entire cutscene and you have to make a choice and you're like, wait a minute, what just fucking happened? Like, you'll clip, and then for an entire conversation you're looking at the side of someone's head. And it's only happened twice to me I have like 10 hours in it right now, and I'm on chapter 10. And then they say the word flarking way too much.
So much.
So flarking much. And so.
Is that instead of like the F word?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's Rocket's favorite word.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. So that's my thoughts on the game.
Yeah.
Thus far.
I agree with Jer on this. I mean, it's a really fun game. I found myself a lot of times with the story and the dialogue just laughing, like, out loud.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many back and forth. The guy who, I mean, Drax is hilarious. Drax is perfect in this, because he's just as dry as the Dave Bautista version, where he just doesn't get it. Like, so many jokes fly over his head. There's like I said, just his interactions with everybody. Groot is fantastic so far. Gamora. I mean, you know, they're, like I said, they're all great. They're all funny. The interactions they've had with people in the MCU and so far up to 6 chapters have been great. Also, there's this season chapter 5 where you with a prisoner that is just hilarious. I found out one thing that you can leave him alone.
I did. Or that's what I did.
Oh, you left him alone.
I didn't let him out because I just got a bad feeling about it. And so I left him in. And then like, as I walked away, he goes, "Hey, hey, where you go? Hey, where you go? No, no, no. Come back."
Watch a video of what happens when you let him go. It's actually really funny.
Okay.
Cause there's something that happens at the end of the level that adds up to it too. It's like an Arrested Development / Community moment where it's one of those like things that happen in the background.
Oh man.
That is just funny as hell.
Yeah, now I'm sad that I missed it.
Yeah. I did it on accident. Cause I thought I was legitimately helping the guy.
God. There's a scene. Yeah. There's also a scene in the bar where I don't want to spoil anything, but essentially you run into a guy who knows you like deeply and you share a bond, but you don't remember anything about this guy and you have to make it up as you go. And it is the fucking funniest interaction that I have seen in a game. It is amazing. Mm-hmm. It's all Guardians of the Galaxy. It's perfect. So
yeah, it's so good. I can't recommend it enough. I've got it for PS5 and it was still $60. It wasn't 70. Oh, okay. It wasn't like the premium price or anything like that. So
also it's nothing like Avengers. So if you're worried that you're going to get an Avengers game where it's kind of like boring and dry and a lot of filler content and stuff and the story's weak. Like that's how I feel about the Avengers games. Like I'm playing it still just to get through it because I hear that the DLC is way better than the actual game, and like the Black Panther DLC is supposed to be fucking phenomenal. Mm-hmm. So I'm playing it to get through all that so I can get to that. But the game can't recommend it enough. It's go buy that game. Go buy it.
Avengers walked so Guardians could run.
Yeah. Yep.
Also, I just want to mention this too. You do get a Mass Effect vibe out of this too.
Yeah, especially for sure.
Being on the ship and doing the dialogue options every chance you get like a new unlock for dialogue, or if you find collectibles along the way, you get little stories to go with them too. And you like just, you know, you get the dialogue options and everything. And like I said, and it really choices, feels like Mass Effect.
And your choices matter. Like, I decided to let Drax throw Rocket across a big cavern. You almost lost to your fucking drink.
Because I didn't. I didn't let him do it.
I did.
It was hilarious. Yeah.
I let him do it, and Rocket was so mad. And in the upper right-hand corner, it tells you, like, Rocket remembers this shit.
Yeah.
And then later on in the same level, he did remember it and he gets you back. So, but yeah, it's a really fun experience. I recommend. So, go get that game. I went and saw Venom.
Oh yeah. What'd you think?
It was good.
Yeah.
It wasn't great. I really thought that Woody Harrelson's character was straight out of a 90s action film. I think he was miscasted as well.
No.
I think the wardrobe department should be fired and somebody else should be brought in. But it was still a fun movie and it was still a good time. But there's a lot to be said when your credit scene, your after credit scene gets more attention than your film. So
that's true.
And the after credit scene is dope. So.
Mm-hmm. I did skip the movie to see that. I watched just that scene because I couldn't wait to see Venom, or I couldn't wait to see that scene because I haven't even seen the first Venom, and yeah, it was cool. So
why haven't you seen any of the Venoms?
I haven't seen them either.
I don't really care for, I didn't really care for the trailers turned me off. Like it just seemed like, especially with the Marvel, like the MCU going strong, mm-hmm. to run a movie that's a Marvel movie that doesn't have anything to do with the MCU, kind of just, it falls flat. And Sony doesn't do a good job of doing those on their own, really, in my opinion.
I thought they were good enough. I thought they were good enough to pass. They're not great. They're definitely not on the same level as MCU. The first Venom's way better than the second one.
Mm-hmm.
But the second one is just fine. Also, they have I forgot her name, but it's the same actress who is in the who plays the voodoo witch in Pirates of the Caribbean. Do you know who I'm talking about? And she was Jack's lover. Not Jack's lover. It was it's in the second movie. It was what's his name's lover? God damn it. Davy Jones.
Naomi Harris.
Is that her name?
I don't know.
Harris.
It's been many years since I've seen a Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
The problem problem is that at certain points in the new Venom movie, it's the same exact character as she played in Pirates. And you even hear the same accent and they punch in and it was just like, I was like, this is a weird crossover. it took me out of the film a little bit, but should have been a rated R movie. For certain aspects. Yeah. My son thought so too. But I think you get away with a PG-13. I think a PG-13 would be fine. They just didn't do Carnage full justice. So to see just how like incredibly psychotic he is.
Just realized I'm wearing my Venom t-shirt. That's funny.
Oh yeah, look at that.
I'm talking about it. I was like, wait a minute. He's on my shirt.
So that's essentially there's a new shop out. I watched that. So if Doug, you can.
I'm so behind on the shop.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what I did last week. Like what I've watched that or something that'd be different.
You did a scary movie though on Halloween, didn't you? That's what you said we were going to do.
We watched Harry Potter.
Okay. That's a scary movie, depending on.
It's not scary, but I mean, it's kid appropriate. Even though we're kind of like, kind of has a little more Christmas vibes.
Yeah.
They spend a little more time around like the Christmas holiday than they do the, like Halloween is definitely in the first one for sure. I don't know. The kids seem to enjoy it. That was fine. We watched, what else did we watch? What was something else? I don't think I remember. We watched a lot of Halloween movies in our house over the last month, like a lot of stuff on repeat. We watched Coraline a number of times and Corpse Bride and Nightmare Before Christmas and Hocus Pocus, Adam's Family, like all that shit. It's been like repeat. Nice. It's also very cute to hear a 3-year-old storm around the house going, "This is Halloween, this is Halloween." But since she's 3, she's on a constant loop. So it's just constantly, "This is Halloween, this is Halloween, this is Halloween." You're like, come on, move on. The next fucking part of the verse.
Figure it out.
Yeah, God, everybody make a scream. Come on.
Wednesday's skipping again.
Town of Halloween, this is, because like, no, there was something, I feel like I watched something and I was like, oh man, I make sure I talk about this, but I cannot fucking remember for the life of me what it was. So what have I watched recently? Where did I watch it? I was just on HBO Max looking through, like, what did I watch? I don't fucking remember.
Welcome to getting old, Doug.
Yep. Problem is I just like watched too much stuff.
Yeah.
I think I binged it in like a day, whatever it was, because it must have been short. So I don't know. I'll think about it. And then I'll be mad that I remembered it. 4 hours from now.
Besides playing Guardians of the Galaxy, still playing through Far Cry 6, barely doing any story. I'm starting to do more story now, but I was doing more, like I said, just unlocking bases and destroying the anti-aircraft so I can go through with my plane. I can fly anywhere I want, which I really like that vehicle, that little like cart that turns into a plane. Mm-hmm. So far, that's been my favorite vehicle in the game just because it's easy to get up and like kind of fly down with. Like it's been the most like portable. Really enjoying that game. As far as I'm trying to think of what else I've played. I think that's all I've played. Otherwise, yeah, spooky stuff this week or this last week. And watch The Crow, as per usual, for the Devil's Night tradition. We started watching, we watched an episode of the season two of Lock and Key. I had no fucking clue what was going on. I forgot, like, I know we finished the first season, but there was so much. Even with the recap, I was like, I don't remember watching any of this.
Really?
Yeah, even after the first episode, like, I was like, I don't remember any of these characters. Like, I don't remember what the fuck's going on. So, Doug, you may better, because I think you liked it a lot more than I did.
I didn't even finish the first season.
Did you not?
Me neither.
Oh. Me neither. Oh, well, there you go. Well, you got a second season to go through, and it's more of the same of kind of just being like this teetering on the edge of wanting to be American Horror Story, but with like a, like an ABC Family budget kind of deal. Like, so it's cool, but yeah, it's, I don't know.
I read the comics.
Yeah.
Forever ago. And I remember like watching the first season being like, okay, so you guys are expanding on this a lot, huh? Like you're adding a whole bunch of stuff that wasn't in the, that's fine. That's fine. Whatever.
Yeah.
I restarted because it's like fall time now. This is my second watch through this year. But it has fall vibes to it. And I think it just has to do with when it was originally released. But Mystery Science Theater 3000, the Netflix series.
Oh, yeah, you were talking about that in Discord.
Yeah, so much. And Reptilicus. And yeah. I'm so excited for the next episode because it's the best one. Cry Wilderness. Can't fucking wait. I'm so pumped.
We were just watching that like a couple of weeks ago, too.
So fucking good.
That's the wrong place.
Dude, I'm so surprised. Like just the first episode with Reptilicus is where they do the song about the monsters from all across the world. Mm-hmm. Like, these are monsters. Every nation has its monsters. It's so fucking good. The first episode, like what a fucking strong start. Mm-hmm. Wow. I've been playing. I did all the Power Wash levels. That's completed again.
Nice.
And free play as well as the career mode that's done. And then Ollie wanted to play Slime Rancher, so I've been playing Slime Rancher, which is kind of like it's not necessarily a survival game, but it has those elements where, you know, you go and you do things and then you build up your quote-unquote farm and you make money to buy upgrades for your farm and then you go out in the world and you collect things for your farm. So it's a really cutesy game. But it's addictive because you know how it is. And then Back for Blood kind of went, got a little bit farther in that. We're about halfway through act three. I think we're on the last block of chapters, I think.
Nice. In act three. I'm not.
Yeah. I'm hoping that they release, I'm sure they will, some DLC and stuff for this game. Cause like,
oh yeah.
Like, fuck yeah. It's been fun. I don't know. I'm sure there's other stuff I'm sure I've been doing. I just can't think of it. My brain is dead. So.
All right. So that's it. That's it for Thirsty Thursday. Tomorrow we got Fan Friday. Lots of questions coming our way and we will answer them. Until then, I'm Jeremy.
Doug.
Kevin. Yeah,